used to live with Melvin Lateef's parents, family. Did you ever hear of Melvin Lateef's?
No, was he a trumpet player?
Yeah, trumpet player from New Orleans. He had two or three brothers. I can't remember, but I stayed with them. And I don't remember telling this story, but their mother, they were kind of like spiritual, religious. Mm-hmm. And one morning, I had gotten up early, and she was sitting on a porch, and she said, "Arnie, come here. Go there and bring me that money." And she said, "You know, just keep walking. I'll tell you when to stop." And I did. I looked at it, stopped, bent down, and there was money. And I thought it
just in the street.
It was kind of like a lesser plants, and it was a, you know, say when you're going in the back alley of something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a community.
Okay.
And it was full of, and it was, you know, grass was growing and leaves and trees.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, say, if you was going in the backyard of someone's place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was kind of like that. And Melvin Lateef's mother asked me to walk there and stop. And she said, "Okay, it's there." And when I bent down, the money was there, and I got it and brought it to her.
Wow, wow.
Mm-hmm. And that was a risk. I mean, it wasn't nothing that was planned. She just said, "Ornette, come here. Do this, do that," and I done exactly what she asked me to do, and it was what she said.
Somehow she knew there was money there, huh?
Yeah. That, I mean, she didn't say I lost some money.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I'll show you this book I got when I was down there. Is this reminding me of some of the stuff that you were telling me about that you experienced when you were in New Orleans?
Oh, uh-huh. That's good. Melvin Lateef would play the trumpet and stayed with his family. I don't remember how I got to New Orleans, but I found myself in New Orleans by myself. And I met Melvin and I was staying at his house. It was really beautiful. I mean, when I say beautiful, it was very human and very good.
It still is that way. That's what I am so attracted to by it, why I keep going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't get too many. I wasn't playing too much there, but I mean, I was playing, but I wasn't making any money.
Yeah. Now, once told me a story about playing in the church.
Yeah, well, I was playing. I'd go to church and play this is the way I'm playing when I play a job.
And everybody accepted it and understood it.
Yeah. And you know, and I was really free then, believe me. I was playing real free, which I'm still doing. I mean, what I call free is what you mean. I don't design something and then play that, you know. But it was really, it was, and not only that, I went to a lot of, I went to church a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was really, really different too. Now, New Orleans is a real spiritual place. And the people are really, really good. And the food is good.
The food is incredible.
The food is good.
I haven't gone half there to eat.
Yeah, the food is good. You know, everything. It was very American, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it reminded me of when I was born in Fort Worth, a little kid. You know. And New Orleans reminded me of that because I think New Orleans is much more or less segregated than when I grew up
mm-hmm.
in Fort Worth because it was segregated,
mm-hmm.
you know. But still, the people were very kind and very creative and very spiritual. I used to go to church in New Orleans, and you know, the spiritual church, and the people would get up and testify,
mm-hmm.
and tears coming out. It was really... It was real. That's all I can say. It was. I can't say it. I had a happy time because I was. It was more than happiness. It was like your soul being. What is the right word? Being allowed to be shown,
mm-hmm,
or something
mm-hmm.
like that. You know. But I think I got to New Orleans when I was two. Pee Wee Creighton, some blues and rhythm guy,
mm-hmm.
that I went there and I went on the road with him, and I ended up in New Orleans. And I think I met Melvin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met Melvin Lasky. Mm-hmm. Have you heard him play?
I don't think I ever have, no.
Well, he... The way... well, he was playing... I mean, the way Clifford Brown, Miles Davis, and those guys were playing jazz, I mean, playing the ideas, he was playing much more stronger rhythms. And it sounded... It was really beautiful. I don't know if he's still... I guess he's still in New Orleans. He kind of stutters a little, Melvin Lasky. And his father was a preacher.
Has he ever been recorded, do you think?
I heard that he has, but I have never found a record or anyone that's given it to me.
I'll look for one, because that sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
They have a great rhythm, sense of... feeling for rhythms down there that's unique.
Yeah.
Like when I would hear Ed Blackwell play.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know anything about New Orleans, but when I first heard him play, I was amazed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was amazed.
That's true. Yeah, Blackwell was from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Orleans is a very unique unique place for all races, not just for human race, basically.
There seems to be a lot of kindness amongst people down there, and everybody encourages each other's creativity. And I'm sad to say, you don't see that much in America. In other parts of America, it seems losing.
No,
that.
That's right, and especially the races themselves don't seem to be affected because of. What classification the races are.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the quality of how they exist makes it much happier for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I experience. And the music is free soul.
Mm.
It's totally free soul. beautiful. I haven't been there in a long time. Since I grew up and started making records and stuff. But I'd like to go there and play one day. I would take my band and play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, get me a booking there to play. Because that's probably... maybe I would go there just to visit, and take my horn and do it.
Well, I have to say, every time I go down, I have the best time of my life.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, the food, the people, the musical culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine that. I know that's true.